Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News from Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm your guest host, D. Dawkins Hagler, and this is what we do. Work. While we're sitting in for Derek Bozeman on Too Much Truth. Now, we're going to shift a little bit, and we have our next guest in the studio with us today. And before I introduce her, I want everyone to know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month. And many times, especially as Black women and those of us in the church, people don't encourage us to take care of our mental health. And so that includes a multitude of things, including self-care. So in the studio today, I know we're going to give her a round of applause, is Dr. Tony G. Alvarado. And she's going to talk a little bit with us about how we have a journey towards self-care and how, why we need to harmonize our lives. Okay? And so if you will, Dr. Tony, you know, I love you dearly. Been knowing you for a while. We down like four flat tires. Tell us a little bit about why it's important for Black women in particular to harmonize our lives, and what the church should be telling us to do or encouraging us to do as Black women.
Okay. First of all, I think it's important as Black women because we lead in so many of the diseases that are out there, heart disease, breast cancer, all types of diabetes. We're number one in many of the diseases that affect our community. And part of that is because of a lack of self-care, I believe. I know it's systemic in a lot of ways, but we have to be taught how to care for ourselves because, you know, as Black women, we tend to be the strength of our family, the backbone of our family, the backbone of our community, and God knows the backbone of the church, right?
That's right. Amen.
And
right.
So we'll work ourselves to the bone, and we'll take care of everything and everybody, and then we're last on the list if we make the list at all. And so it's very, very important that we take care of our physical, emotional, mental health, and spiritual health. So we're not just spiritual beings. We live in a body. We have an emotional self, and all those things have to be taken care of. And it's not going to happen unless we do it, unless we are intentional about the way we live our lives. And particularly as when you talk about in the church, many of us are wanting God to, we feel that God has called us to ministry or to do great works. But if we are physically broke down, if we are mentally stressed out and emotionally unhealthy, it impacts the way we do ministry and the way we do the work of the kingdom. And
that's
so
right.
It's very, very important that we are healthy, spirit, soul, and body. One of the scriptures that I live my life by is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23, where Paul prayed for the church at Thessalonica, and he said, I'm praying that your whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so our whole spirit, soul, and body. And so it's important that we care for the totality of who we are as a people.
So let me ask you something, Dr. Tony. You've been in this ministry for a long time, co-shepherding with your husband, Dr. Alvarado, as well. So let me ask you something. What led you to write this book on harmonizing your life? And then tell us, once you tell us why you wrote it, how do we then harmonize our lives?
Okay. So what the motivation for the book was my own journey. And so I believe ministry flows out of being. And so in the book, I start out talking about my journey towards self-care. And At one point in our church, we had like 5 worship services on Sunday. Mm. We were in seminary going back and forth up the road to Cleveland, Tennessee. In seminary, we had 3 small kids. At one point, we have 3 children, and so our children are 15 months apart. I can remember a time where we had a double stroller and a single stroller, yet we were doing ministry. You know, we were going, and I started to notice that I just physically could not keep up with the call of God that was on our lives in that season. So I started feeling drained. I started to feel burned out. And actually, I got sick. I was diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is a hypothyroid condition. And that was a wake-up call for me. And so I remember one day lying across my bed one afternoon just exhausted. And I remember the Lord saying to me in prayer, in my prayer time, that for where I am taking you, you will not keep up. You will not be able to go where I'm taking you because you're not physically and emotionally fit to go where I'm trying to take you. And that was a wake-up call for me. Now, of course, you know, it took some time for me to get on board with that. But, you know, the real deal is I wanted to be able to be the best me that I could be and to do what God had called me to do. And I couldn't do that in the condition that I was in physically. I had gained a lot of weight. You know, when you get, you know, in ministry, you know, we have these worship services and then we're going out after church and we're eating all times of night and laying down on that food and things. When we got married, I was like a size 6. I actually got up to a 16 at one point. I know that's probably hard to believe, but I gained a lot of weight and I just wasn't healthy. I wasn't my best self. And so that was a wake up call for me to get on board. And I started very, very simply with I got a membership to the Y in my area, and then I started with a trainer. Over this period, I've had several trainers, physical trainers, but not just physical trainers, not just exercise, because in the book, I talk about building your self-care board of directors, and it's not just physically fit, but having a therapist on board, going to take care of the emotionally where I am, and looking at the totality of my being. So that was the motivation. It was my own journey.
Okay. And so we thank you for giving us that part. We're going to come back to you when we come back after the break. But we want to hear more about harmonizing our life and your journey towards self-care. And then as she's doing that, Representative Mitchell, don't forget you got to give us at least 2 more bills before you go home. It's news.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's giving us some good information in here. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. D. Dawkins Hagler sitting in for Derek Bozeman on Too Much Truth. Call us 404-892-2703.
Too Much Truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
All right, all right. That's my girl Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
We are back. And we are winding down on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm your guest host, D. Dawkins Hagler, sitting in for Derek Bozeman, Too Much Truth. And we have in the studio with us Dr. Tony Alvarado. We're discussing how to harmonize your life, the journey towards self-care, as we celebrate the kickoff of May being Mental Health Awareness Month. And so, Dr. Tony, tell us how we got to take care of our minds. Our minds, honey, the renewing of our minds.
The renewing of our minds. Okay, so you were asking earlier about how do we harmonize your life.
Yes.
So what I do in the book, I start out, if you notice, I have a music background, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my whole family is musical. My husband is from music, from Morehouse. My son, my daughter's studying music at Spelman. And I have a music background. I studied vocal music and performance in high school, and I've done some recordings and things of that nature. So I use the whole idea of the musical score, and that's the metaphor that I use in the book, okay? And so when you look at a score of music, you see a whole lot of things going on, right? You see lines, there'll be a treble line, bass line, and you see notes, rest notes, you see crescendos and things like that. So I look at life in that way. And so there's going to always be things going on. If you're waiting on your life to just stop or everything to stop and everything to just be homeostasis, you know, nothing going on, that's just not the way life is lived, right? And so we live, and we live our lives in different parts and simultaneously in different yeah. parts, right?
Yeah.
And so this idea of harmony, a lot of people always say, you know, I'm trying to balance my life. And I, you know, I tried that too. But I've kind of chunked the word balance for, and I have opted for the word harmony. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say harmonize your life, because balance is not sustainable. It's really not attainable, because to balance means that we have equal parts of everything. And that's just not the way life works. You may have more over here, a little less over here. And some seasons may call for more here, mm-hmm. less here, more there. And so I prefer the term harmony, because harmony suggests that I can live my life in a flow, that I can take the different parts in my life and cause it to come together in a flow, a congruent flow, and so that things fit. And things that do not fit for this season, I may have to put to the side. You can do everything, but you might not be able to do everything now. So I think that whole idea of harmony suggests that I know how to put it, or I learn how to put things together and listen to the voice of God, listen to my body, listen to what's going on internally inside of me, and make the right decision for what I need to do right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not guided by circumstances. I'm not guided by emergencies. I'm not guided by what everybody else has for me and everybody else's job description for me. Mm-hmm. I'm guided by the purpose of God for my life. I'm guided by what does this season call for. Yeah. I'm guided by what's going on and what do I need to do to make this thing work. You get what I'm saying? And so when I started living my life that way, in a more intentional way, I started to see my stress level go down. I was more productive. You get what I'm saying? Learning when to rest, listening to my body, knowing when to go, when to say yes, when to say no, how to say no and not feel guilty.
That's something.
Because my therapist said to me, she said, "Tony, no is a complete sentence."
Yes, it is.
You don't have to explain no. You just say no. It's a complete sentence. And so we're learning how to say no without feeling guilty, without beating myself up, and doing what's necessary for that season, for my life, and for what God is calling me to do. That whole idea of mental health, you know, I'm not a mental health professional. My sister-in-law is, Dr. Anastasia Alvarado. She's a psychiatrist, and I kind of refer to her when it comes to those mental health things. But I will say this. It is no secret that we have a son, our middle son, has a mental health condition or disease. And he's on medication for mental health issues. And I know how mental health issues can cause stress on a family. I know that firsthand. When your 18-year-old son is diagnosed with bipolar disorder and you are having to help him figure out how to manage that and how the stress that it will put on your family, the stress that it will put on you as a mother, on you as a father, on the child itself and the other children in the family. I know that. We've lived that.
That's a lot.
That's where we are. That's where we've lived. And thanks be to God, because we didn't deny it. We didn't just try to cast out demons and we laid our hands on them and we prayed for them, but we took them to the doctor too.
We took him,
and when they told us he needed to be on medication, we prayed over the medication and we encouraged him to take it. You get what
I'm
saying?
Right.
And so with our village, our family, and everybody, our church family and others that know, we've put our arms around him and helped him try to navigate that water. And thanks be to God, he is successfully right now managing that and living a success. And he's becoming successful living his life the way he needs to live it.
Oh, we appreciate that. We appreciate you telling the testimony, the story. We have a caller. I don't see the caller. Where are they? Okay, we have a caller right now. Calvin from Lithonia. Calvin, are you there?
Yeah, I've been waiting for an hour, girl. I'm going to get through quick because I know you're at the end of the show. Let me ask you this question here. Black people in DeKalb County have been represented by this black woman, Catherine Wright, who have been trying to get us free to vote for our own city. what are the representatives doing to help this sister do that? That's it. You hang up. You should have given me an answer for that.
Okay, thank you for that, Calvin. Let me just say this. We have Representative Billy Mitchell who's going to respond to that. But I just want you to know that when it was time, when Stonecrest wanted to be a city, I carried that bill in the House because I do feel like the people have a right to self-determination and for a vote, no matter what that vote might turn out to be. But that's just me, and that's what I did. That's my story, sticking with it. Representative Billy Mitchell, what say you real quick?
Well, I will tell you this. The city of Stonecrest would be about 90% African-American if it were to come to fruition.
That's Stonecrest. That's what I already did. Yeah. Come on. The next city.
The city of Greenhaven. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It would be 90% African-American if it were to come to fruition. I had a provision in the bill which said that the contracting and employment opportunities would have to resemble the demographics of the city, and also to make sure that we were able to take care of the contracting opportunities. Once they removed that provision from the bill, it was something that, in good conscience, I could not support. What is happening with a lot of these new cities that are being built or come into formation is that they are subbing out the management of the city to these companies that don't resemble the demographics of the city. And in good conscience, if we're going to vote for these cities, we have to guarantee that that the community in which is paying the tax dollars gets the jobs and the employment, the contracting opportunities. And that's my deal. You put that in the bill, I'm a supporter. If it's not, it'd be difficult for me to support.
Well, thank you, Representative Billy Mitchell, for giving us that rundown on that. Thank you again, Calvin, for holding on so long to bring that question up. We're going to see what happens the next legislative session. And back to you now, Dr. Tony. I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your story, talking about how you got to the place where you could harmonize your life, giving the testimony about your son. How do people find you? Because y'all want y'all to know that this is a preaching, teaching woman of God. How do Amen. They find you? Where are you next? What's going on?
Okay, so you can find me on my website at drtonialvarado.com. That's Dr. DrTonialVarado.com. You can find me there, and that connects you to my church. That'll connect you to my Sister's Keeper Foundation for Women, of which you know, Dee, the work that I do there with women and coaching and leadership development there. And then my local church, Grace Church International, that I pastor with my husband, Bishop Jonathan Alvarado. What I have coming up next is our Women of Excellence dinner, which is going to be on my 56th birthday, May 16th at 6:30. And you know, Dee, you've been one of our speakers there at our Women of Excellence. So it'll be on Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. at Georgia Piedmont Technical College. And we'll be graduating four women from our leadership and life coaching program on that evening. We'll be giving away scholarships to for the Raven C. Johnson program. You know, my sister, Yolanda Johnson, will be giving away scholarships. I think we got four scholars that we're giving money to, girls that are going to college for the first time. Wonderful. We got three adult women that will be giving money. We plan to give away some money on that night and to celebrate the graduates of the MSK program. That's where I'll be next in the city. And then you can follow my preaching itinerary all over the country. It's all on my website. Yeah. And you know I love you, Dee, and I'm so happy to be here anytime you need me.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that. You heard her. This is News and Talk 1380, WALK, Dee Dawkins-Hagler, and for Derek Bozeman, Too Much Truth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.